life to the next level. Freedom. Your business, your fitness, your dreams. Freedom. Let's go. What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Calvay, Inspiration Engineer. You already know what it is. I am pumped to get into another episode today of the Daily Motivation Podcast. It was interesting, the other day when I was recording, my cousin had called into the studio right when I was recording. And so anytime something that is improv or freestyle or a moment of opportunity comes along, I like to capture it because you never know what is going to be said, what is going to happen. And sometimes it's just a beautiful moment or a beautiful thing. So I put him on the spot. And I asked him for a daily nugget or some daily wisdom. And I want to play the clip and show you exactly what he said, because this is going to be the topic for today. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, play that clip. What up, what up? Say what up to the people, Laren.
What people?
We live on the podcast right now, Daily Motivation. Give them some daily motivation live. He got to go on. They say when you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So go ahead and give the people some daily motivation right quick.
Right, I usually stay ready, but my hair, my beard definitely ain't today. But
they can't see you. They can only hear your voice. Ooh, suffer the pain of regret or suffer the pain of discipline. That's going to be the title of this episode. Let's get it. Hold on, we pause.
Are you enjoying today's episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast? Well, head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Cauvee, CAUVEE, to show your support and keep the show going. You can subscribe for as little as $2 a month, all the way up to receiving weekly coaching with Cauvee at $600 a month and everything in between. Get motivation music, empowerment, join the group and the community, and so much more. Now let's get back to the show.
Woo! Ooh, I love it. I love when I can put somebody on the spot and they can just give some dope wisdom and some advice or tip or some insight into life based on their own experience, based on their own journey, and based on what they're learning. So I totally agree. And if you don't know my story, there's been a lot of pain, a lot more pain, I would say, in pursuit of what I want to create than on the other side of this whole, success and the paradigm of it, right? And I think that anytime when you are on the pursuit, when you are on the journey, when you are on the move and you're creating something that you want, what I call the legacy behind it. You want to create something that is big, and you want to create something that really is going to impact and change a lot of lives. As they say, the bigger the dream, the more, I guess, pain you'll have to go through. But it's that pain that is teaching us or teaching you or teaching me how to grow to become the leader that we want to be, that can maintain or sustain or thrive through that dream. And I thought that was so key and so crucial. So I want you to think about these two thoughts, right? Because it's really powerful when we start thinking about pain and really what pain really is. So think about these two concepts. Number one, you go to the gym and they say the muscle has to tear down. It has to break before it can rebuild. And once you tear it down, it grows to be bigger because you put it under a certain amount of stress or pain. And that's how you grow the muscle. Now, I'm not a health coach. I'm not a fitness guru. That's not my space, but I've heard that and I'm sure you've heard that before. So if that is true, then that's one analogy or parable for us, right? Now, here's one that is undeniable. And when I thought this through, I said, oh, that's good. Think about a woman who is pregnant. Think about somebody that is about to have a baby, right? You've got the contractions, you've got the yelling and the pain, and this woman has to go through an extreme amount of pain. But what is on the other side of that pain? A beautiful baby boy or baby girl. But you don't get the baby without the pain. I said, woo, that is good, right? I had never thought about that before. I had never thought about that. And then when I thought about that, I said, wow, that's a parable for life, right? There's so much pain that really changes our character. I love the scripture, Romans 5:3, where the Lord says that all the suffering produces the perseverance produces the hope, and the hope produces the character. There's a flow, and it's that character that we want to change, or that we want to mature, or that we want to evolve into. And we don't get the character by being in a place of comfort and a place of ease. We've got to be under pressure, because that's how the diamond is formed. Ooh, there's another one. It's under the pressure is when you get the diamond and the beauty of the shine. Does that make sense? So I think a lot of people, you know, we don't really understand the concept of pain. So majority of us are like, I don't want no pain. Like, you know, I got bills, I got family, or I got things I got to take care of. I don't want any pain. But if we understand that the pain is really there to support us, and it's there to nurture us, and it's there to help us grow, the question, I guess, would more people be desiring of the pain?
Are you enjoying today's episode of the Daily Motivation Podcast? Well, head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Cauvee to show your support and keep the show going. You can subscribe for as little as $2 a month, all the way up to receiving weekly coaching with Cauvee at $600 a month, and everything in between. Get motivation music, empowerment, join the group and the community, and so much more. Now let's get back to the show.
Now, that's just something to think about. I do know there's another scripture where the Lord says, when you're weak, you know, when you're in your weakness, I can show up and I can do what I do and put my power over you, tabernacle over you. And so being in a place of weakness is a very uncomfortable place. I understand. I get it. I know you guys are like, I don't like being weak, Cauvee. I don't either. But it is some things I can tell you from my own experience, being homeless, being in a mental insane asylum, not knowing if I was going to be able to eat, having multiple cars repossessed, and all the things that I've been through. I can definitely guarantee you, because I've been through it, that if you're willing to go through it, if you're willing to just keep going, even though there's a total amount of pressure and it doesn't feel like you're going to survive, if you choose to keep going and go to the other side, there will be beauty on the other side. You just got to push through. You just got to keep going, put your head down, and just take it, eat it, and make your way through it. All right. So with that said, have a great week. Have a phenomenal weekend, and let's keep crushing. And until the next episode of Daily Motivation, it's your boy Cauvee. Boom. I want to thank you again for joining me on the Daily Motivation Podcast. Make sure to comment, leave us a 5-star review, and tag a friend so we can keep the Daily Motivation going. Yeah, I appreciate you so much. And until the next episode, boom.